Chapter 3, The Work of the Hierarchy. Though the subject of the occult hierarchy of the planet is of such a profoundly momentous interest to the average man, yet its real significance will never be understood until men realize three things in connection with it. First, that the entire hierarchy of spiritual beings represents a synthesis of forces or of energies, which forces or energies are consciously manipulated for the furtherance of planetary evolution. This will become more apparent as we proceed. Secondly, that these forces demonstrating in our planetary scheme through those great personalities who compose the hierarchy link it and all that it contains with the greater hierarchy, which we call solar. Our hierarchy is a miniature replica of the greater synthesis of those self-conscious entities who manipulate, control, and demonstrate through the sun and the seven sacred planets, as well as the other planets for the good of the group. By a knowledge which has been gained through a millennia of lives in which they have worked their way from the bottom of life and of evolution well nigh to the top, by an experience which is based on time itself and a multiplicity of personality reactions and interactions, by a courage which is the result of that experience and which, having itself been produced by ages of endeavor, failure, and renewed endeavor, and having in the long run led to triumph, can now be placed at the service of the race. By a purpose which is enlightened and intelligent and which is cooperative, adjusting itself to the group and hierarchical plan and thus fitting in with the purpose of the planetary logos. And finally, they are distinguished by a knowledge of the power of sound. This final fact is the basis of that aphorism which states that all true occultists are distinguished by the characteristics of knowledge, dynamic will, courage, and silence. To know, to will, to dare, and to be silent. Knowing the plan so well, and having clear, illuminated vision, they can bend their will unflinchingly and unswervingly to the great work of creation by the power of sound. This leads to their silence where the average man would speak, and their speaking where the average man is silent. When men have grasped the four facts here enumerated, and they are established as acknowledged truths in the consciousness of the race, then may we look for a return of that cycle of peace and rest and righteousness which is foretold in all the scriptures of the world. The Sun of Righteousness will then arise with healing in his wings, and the peace which passeth understanding will reign in the hearts of men. In dealing with this matter of the work of the occult hierarchy in a book for the general public, much must be left unsaid. The average man is interested, and his curiosity is aroused, by reference to these personalities, but men are not yet ready for more than the most general information. For those who, from curiosity, pass on to desire and seek to know the truth as it is, more will be forthcoming, when they themselves have done the necessary work and study. Investigation is desired, and the attitude of mind which it is hoped that this book will arouse might be summed up in the following words. These statements sound interesting, and perchance they are true. The religions of all nations, the Christian included, give indications that seem to substantiate these ideas. Let us therefore accept these ideas as a working hypothesis, as to the consummation of the evolutionary process in man and his work upon the attainment of perfection. Let us therefore seek for the truth as a fact in our own consciousness. Every religious faith holds out the promise that those who seek with earnestness shall find that which they are seeking. Let us therefore seek. If by our search we find that all these statements are but visionary dreams, and profit not at all, leading us only into darkness, time will nevertheless not have been lost, for we shall have ascertained where not to look. If by our search, on the other hand, corroboration comes little by little, and the light shines ever more clearly, let us persist until that day dawns when the light which shineth in darkness will have illuminated the heart and brain, and the seeker will awaken to the realization that the whole trend of evolution has been to bring him this expansion of consciousness and this illumination, and that the attainment of the initiatory process and the entrance into the fifth kingdom is no wild chimera or phantasm, but an established fact in the consciousness. This each man must ascertain for himself. Those who know may state a fact to be thus and so, but the dictum of another person and the enunciation of a theory do not aid beyond giving to the seeker confirmatory indication. Each soul has to ascertain for himself, and must find out within himself, remembering ever that the kingdom of God is within, and that only those facts which are realized within the individual consciousness as truths are of any real value. In the meantime, that which many know and have ascertained within themselves to be truths of an incontrovertible nature for them may here be stated. To the intelligent reader will then arise the opportunity and the responsibility of ascertaining for himself their falsity or truth.